Hey guys, welcome to Abstract Factory, formerly Abstract Spunk's Den. I changed the name because of the word spunk. I think people are getting the wrong idea. It's not like that. It's more like a spunky person or a spunkiness. But anyways, on today's show, we'll be dissecting one of my songs, Medical Release, and it's all done with MIDI programming. MIDI stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface. That's what I do. That's what I do a lot of, is programming. I program drums. I do the synth. I do the pianos. I program all that stuff with the keyboards and all that kind of stuff. And just want to dissect the song and just kind of show you like where I put samples in and things like that. And just so you know, the software I use is Reason 8.3, I believe, and I haven't quite upgraded to Reason 10 yet, but I'm hoping to do so in the very near future. Some of the songs that you may have heard previously, I use Guitar Pro 7 for guitars. I'm currently without a guitar right now, and I didn't have an interface anyways, so sorry, I'm drinking coffee. So I couldn't record guitars anyways. So what I did was I used Guitar Pro 7 to tab out everything, do all the guitars, the music, and then I would export that, the audio, and import that into Reason 8 and make sure it was synced up well. And then I would program drums beneath that, and then mix everything, and then export that. And then if I did vocals, I would then import that into J4 multi-track recorder app onto my phone, and then do vocals over that. Yes, I did vocals with my phone. Not the best thing, but it did have some dynamics and whatnot, but I think the vocal thing is behind me. I'm thinking about returning to my local college for sound recording technology. This local community college is just blowing up. not like that. I have to censor everything, I guess. I don't know. But it's just, this program is just blowing up. They have their own floor now, and the second floor of the community college is dedicated to sound recording. So they have studios and mixers and all kinds of stuff, and a computer lab, and I'm really excited about it. I went 2009, 2010, and then it was just a small little room and a small little space where you could record in a dead space, and it was just small at the time. And I made good grades and whatnot, but some of the other basic classes I kind of didn't do so good. So my GPA is 1.75. I have to pay out of pocket for two classes, raise my GPA, and then I can get financial aid. And the cool thing about this community college is financial aid will cover pretty much the whole associate's degree. So I'm really excited about that. I just got to raise the money for my two classes to qualify for financial aid. Okay, I'm kind of ranting. So what I did on the segment, the whole song is going to be played, and then I'm going to play the song also on my laptop and kind of run down each segment. And originally I was doing hip hop rap or whatever. I rapped over this, I swear. I don't even know, what was it? 6-8 Ritual or Kenzie 6-8 or whatever my rap name was. I even made a Reverb Nation page for it. Didn't do too bad at rapping, but I don't think that's my forte. I don't even really listen to rap except for Immortal Technique and Bone Thugs, but that's just whenever I get a kick for it and really want that. But anyways, let's get started. We're already almost 5 minutes in and I haven't even played anything. Okay, here we go. But just real quick, before we get started, let's do an ad from our sponsors, a brief message from our sponsors. Thank you, Anchor.fm, so much for giving me this opportunity. Thank you. Now let's get started. Okay, so the opening is like this. And I'm going to play the whole song at the very end of the podcast show. This is episode 2, pilot episode went okay. But I did a lot of thinking of what I wanted to do with this podcast, and I think I'm just going to rant about MIDI, and that's what I really do, and songwriting and programming, and that's what I really want to get into is songwriting and helping other people write their songs and stuff. And I actually have a buddy who is kind of hit a wall with writing, and you know, I really need to sit down with him and help him just grind out these songs. But anyways, okay, so here we go. Let me turn up the volume. We have a little thunder sample. Piano and that banow banow. I do the gun sample. The drums and everything I programmed with MIDI, and then that color's lead is called synth, and I wrote that. Yeah, that machine gun sample that I got from the factory sound. In the folder, other samples. So basically, just a lot of MIDI and samples. This song's 4 minutes and 4 seconds long, so we'll just kind of walk through it. There's some guitar right there. I'm not playing the guitar. What's going on is I used a sampler and just programmed my guitar. Ooh, gunshot. Go into the next verse. Okay, so real quick, guys, what you've heard so far is a lot of sampling. I just kind of, in the sequencer, I just planned everything out, programmed. The colors lead synth, what it's called. I really like that synth noise, synth sound. It sounds really cool to me. So I wanted it to be lead, and I'm not the best at mixing and mastering, but I think I mixed this pretty well, and the EQ is okay, and dynamics are there, but anyways, let's continue. This is verse 2, so just a repetition of what you heard already. Machine gun sound right there. And that's a wobble in the back, a bass wobble. So let's see what the chorus sounds like. I think there's a chorus. There's some very subtle piano in the background, or synth. That color's lead is very loud. And here comes the guitar for the end. Quickly, what I did with that guitar, when you pick it from the sample, from the digital instrument, it sounds just kind of stale and stringy. So what I did was I put a effect on it. I put a Line 6 a digital amp modeler and did the tread plate. If you have Reason 8, this is very cool. And then I put the bass about on the amp way up. Mids I take out, and then the highs I put up pretty high, and then presence I heighten, and the volume I heighten, and I took off the wall, but I wanted some distortion, so I add distortion pretty much to the guitar, is what I'm saying. So if you have Reason, Propeller Head Reason, If you don't, go to propellerhead.se, se.com, se, dot se, because it's Swedish. So it's a very good program, or you can pick it up from online or Guitar Center or anything like that. I don't even know if I can mention Guitar Center on here. That'd be pretty cool if they're a sponsor, but oh well. So let's continue. Some thunder. I think it just repeats. Sounds like it repeats. There's some flies. Then you got that piano back there. That main hook. And then a boom, boom, boom. That's bass effects. And the gun. I think there's also a slam underneath the gun. I'm not really sure. Real quick, I'm looking at the media player. I'm not looking at the Reason 8 file. That's on another computer. My mother's computer, actually. I just spent a day at my mom's. And one morning I wrote this song and rapped over it and everything. But, anyways, don't confuse me as a rapper. I'm not a rapper by any means. I'm simply a songwriter, and I like to share my knowledge with people, and I love music theory. And why don't I take music theory and composition? Well, that's my alternative, but I really like sound recording. You get to learn MIDI and techniques and things like that. And not that I want to open up my own studio one day, but I really like just creating music, so. Oh, there's Lee and the machine gun right there. But I think it just repeats, so we got about a minute left. I'm just walking you through the song. If I had the file with me, I would solo each track to really dive into it and dissect it. But I don't. Maybe next episode with the files I do have. You know, 10 seconds left. There we go. A little jungle sound and thunder and rain. Alright. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, that was Medical Release, and that was the dissection of the song. Stay tuned. At the very end of the podcast, I'm going to play the whole song for you, and you can take a listen and whatnot. I'm also opening an Etsy shop, and I don't even know if this is allowed, if I can sell music on Etsy. I just seen some of my friends that are female sell jewelry and whatnot, and I was like, I wonder if this platform would allow me to sell my songs. And so. Again, I'll be opening an Etsy shop. I tried Abstract Factory, that was already taken. MIDI Media, that was taken. So I just named it Cold Sun, as in the star sun. Coldsun, music. And Cold Sun Music. So you can find me on Etsy. And I'm barely setting it up right now, so let me see if I can even sell on this dang thing. But if you're interested, I can sell some of my songs, maybe some little tidbits here and there that you can, import into your DAW, digital audio workstation, and, or we can even collaborate on Skype. So, yeah. But again, Cold Sun Music on Etsy. Talking about collaborating, I do have Skype on my phone, and if anybody wants to get together and Skype, I can easily download it to my laptop. I have a music stand, which I set my phone on, so we can always collaborate. And currently I don't have a guitar or anything, but I use a lot of MIDI instruments through Reason 8, Propeller Heads Reason 8, and I wouldn't mind working with a vocalist to produce a song. Not that I would be a producer or anything, but I could write the music and you can do vocals over it or whatever, or you can, through Skype, we can work together and make some music that you feel is really to your liking. But also check out the YouTube channel, the Abstract Machine Music Factory. I haven't quite memorized it. Music Machine or Machine Music, but the Abstract Music Machine Factory on YouTube is my channel, and I'll be posting some videos dissecting what I did today on this podcast, dissecting songs, old songs, and just showing you the ropes to MIDI and whatnot, and how to program and everything. Well, guys, that's it for Abstract Factory episode 2. Thank you for listening. I've noticed that a lot of people have been getting on my official website, bmsfonparoth.wixsite/bmsmith. Someone from Ireland is getting on there, and that's kind of cool. I like when overseas listeners or viewers get on, because I've always wanted to visit overseas, like London and France and Scandinavia, Norway, Finland. Love Finland. That's where Hymn is from, and the Rasmus, and a lot of good pagan metal. Got a lot of good Swedish metal, and can't forget Norway. A lot of black metal. But anyways, guys, thank you for listening. This is Abstract Spunk on Abstract Factory. And I'll see you later. Bye.